ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court could be handing down a decision a little later this morning on whether Colorado has the right to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. It could happen today, as tomorrow is Super Tuesday and Colorado is one of the 15 states voting. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on that.
In the final sprint of the Republican primary, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley bracing themselves for Super Tuesday.
Get everyone you know to the polls so we can trounce Haley.
This is about, do you want more of the same, or do you want to go in a new direction?
With contests in 15 states and one territory voting tomorrow, more than one-third of all GOP delegates will be up for grabs.
Nikki Haley did win one primary over the weekend in the District of Columbia. The U.S. has begun airdrops of aid over Gaza as Israel is pressured to move forward with a ceasefire. Apple has been fined almost $2 billion by the European Union for breaching the bloc's antitrust laws in regard to Apple's streaming music service. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's Friday decision not to revisit the state's congressional maps is a win for Republicans. Democrats wanted the high court to order new maps. No reason was given for the brief order. There's also no word on where any individual justices stand. Republicans hold six of Wisconsin's eight U.S. House seats. Suburban women in Wisconsin will have a lot to say about who wins the race for president in November. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha yesterday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Three finalists have been named in UW Lacrosse's search for a new chancellor. James Beebe of Keene State College in New Hampshire, Christopher Olson of Indiana State University, and Betsy Morgan, UWL's interim chancellor, will be on campus this week to interview with the committee tasked with selecting one of them and to speak at public forums. Whoever is named chancellor will replace Joe Gall, who was fired late last year after the Board of Regents discovered he had been making and appearing in pornographic videos. Wildfire danger remains high in western Wisconsin after dozens of fires broke out across the state in the past week. 74 of the state's 138 reported wildfires this year have happened in the past week, including 16 yesterday. As of March 3rd last year, the state had seen just 7 wildfires. Windy, warm, and dry conditions are creating dangerous fire weather, with nearly two-thirds of the state currently experiencing drought. Today will be overcast with periods of rain, a high in the upper 40s for most of the area, sunny the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Pack is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with some scattered rain developing by later this afternoon. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down early this evening. High today, 52. Tonight, clearing, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How was your weekend?
Man, I want to ask you about yours first because it's going to take some time to talk about mine. What did you do this weekend, man?
Well, I went and saw a movie on Saturday and then just kind of relaxed.
You're a young guy, man. You're supposed to be burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, no, that's just not my style.
When I was your age, man, I was burning the candle at both ends, in the middle and everywhere else, man. You know, but again, you know, disco era was around and all those things, but man, the weather, man, it's something, you know, I wouldn't want to live in a place where it's always warm, but I welcome 65, 70 degrees in the beginning of March, man. You have to savor these moments. Today is going to be at warm as well. And so, you know, man, I savor the opportunity, man. You know, yesterday I walked 10 miles. And I walked 10 miles. I got up, I don't know, it was got up about 6:30. And it was starting to get a little warm. And I said, well, I'm going to walk. Start walking. Had on kind of a warm, I had on sweatshirt and some other things because at that time, it was about 40 degrees, hat and all those things. And as I kept walking, it got warmer. And it got warmer. And it got warmer. And so I kept walking. By the time I was done, I had walked 10 miles. And I'll tell you something. As a guy who's soon to be 70 years old, man, it felt therapeutic. Do you walk? No, you're too young to spend time walking.
You know, last summer I was walking a little bit. I'll have to get back into it once this weather gets better.
It get better? It was...
Well, yeah. More consistent.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you something. I just... I had a very busy 2 weeks. We wound up with... Actually wound up being a part of 16 plays inside of 2 weeks. We culminated on yesterday with a sold-out crowd for We Are the Drum. The excitement, the energy really was unmatched anywhere. Congratulations to all of those people who worked diligently since September in planning this very, very successful play. I know, man, can you imagine 16 shows in 2 weeks? And I was at every one of them. And, you know, just, you know, happy, you know, that it was such a success, and very happy that all of those children and families and my community would shone brightly during those 2 weeks. We finally get a respite, man. I tell you also, Calvin, later on in the show, we're going to talk about, you know, how to rest, man. You know how to do that?
Some might say I know how to do that a little too well.
You know, how to relax. Sometimes we think we're relaxing, but we really aren't. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to relax. Man, we're going to talk about, later on in the show, we're going to talk about home equity. Man, there are people have been trying to buy my house for the last 3 years. Every time I turn around, somebody has something, sending me something. It's time to sell your house. We'll give you a great deal. And I don't, you know, I don't understand. Well, I do understand. But houses and equity in houses have gone up tremendously. And so people are selling their homes. And if the price of your house has gone up substantially, I mean, I'm living in the same house I've lived in for 25 years. And so since the price of your home has gone up substantially, and you say, oh, man, I'm getting all this money for my house, the new house you're getting ready to buy, Calvin, the prices on it have been inflated. So, you know, there's some things where people are being trapped, you know, in selling their homes and thinking that they're going to get a better deal somewhere, and it's just not the case. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Alcohol-related deaths surge, Calvin, over 500 a day. Alcohol-related deaths are up to 500 or more a day. You know, last week we talked a little bit about marijuana. They talked about marijuana and the impact that it has. And, man, everybody start beating up, you know, marijuana. But again, over 500 deaths per day, alcohol-related, and barely a blip. Nobody saying anything. You know why? Because it's alcohol, and alcohol is legal. So we're going to talk a little bit about why nobody says anything about 500 people dying every day from alcohol. At 93, he's as fit as a 40-year-old. So people see me, Calvin, and they say, hey, how old are you? I said, I'll be 70 real soon. They said, man, you don't look 70. And I will say, how old is a 70-year-old person? How is a 70-year-old person supposed to look? Is there, you know, a way that, you know, people can determine your age simply by looking at you? And I maintain a lot of those things are hereditary, but there are also a lot of those things based on us just not taking care of ourselves. And if you don't take care of yourself at a young age, it stands to reason that the older you get, the more these things are going to compound and really take their toll on you. And then finally, we're going to talk about the IRS, man. They finally are cracking down on multimillionaires who haven't been, you know, paying their fair share of taxes, Calvin. You, young guy, and they still take taxes out on you. You're starting out. You're trying to build something. But if you don't, as a young man, if you don't file your taxes, if you don't get those things taken care of, guess what they're going to do to Calvin?
Well, they're going to be at my front door.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And they will garnish you your check as a young man trying to get started. Well, somebody explain to me why they don't garnish you multimillionaires who don't pay their fair share. So we got a lot of ground to cover this morning. But I want to begin with the fact that, believe it or not, the Green Bay Packers are talking about getting rid of Aaron Jones. Man, Calvin, did you see how well he played towards the end of the season?
Well, the GM has even said he's the heart of the offense. I don't know. And then I've also seen we're not going to re-sign A.J. Dillon, so that doesn't really leave us with who's going to play running back.
Well, they claim they're going to probably get a rookie. But at the root of it is Aaron Jones makes $12 million a year. He signed a four-year contract for $48 million, and this is the fourth year of that contract. He took a pay cut last year in order to make things right for the Packers, and they're demanding that he takes a major pay cut now. And I got to say, man, what have you done for me lately? The Packers, how soon they forget Aaron Jones scored three touchdowns and ran for over 100 and some yards against the Dallas Cowboys in that game, man. You remember that game?
Oh, yes, I definitely do.
Man, he was spectacular. And now they're asking him to take another pay cut. And if I was Aaron Jones, I'd tell him where to get off. Absolutely not. You know, you forgetting all these years? Have you forgotten all these years what I've done for you? And, well, yeah, he missed six games this past year because of some hamstring injuries and those kinds of things. And you can say what you will about A.J. Dillon. He played really hard when in Aaron Jones' absence. You remember, Calvin? He was running really hard.
Yep, I remember.
He's not a guy. He's not a scat back. And so they want to talk about giving him $1.5 million. Do you hear me?
Wait, you said
$1.5 to $2 million is what they want to offer A.J. Dillon.
Oh, for A.J. Dillon. I thought you were talking about Aaron Jones.
No, Aaron Jones, they're talking about $6 million, somewhere around there. But
even that seems low for Aaron Jones.
It is, man.
I don't know. I'm a lot bigger fan of Aaron Jones than I am of A.J. Dillon. If we had to pick one, I would definitely want Aaron Jones. But, yeah, it's tough.
No, I'm looking. Hey, Tony. No, man, no. On the text line, no, Tony, they're not going to keep Aaron Jones. It's about money. And if you read some of the latest information, you know, the draft is coming up. And so they are looking, they think that they can clearly replace Aaron Jones. It's a couple of young guys that they've got their eyes on. But, man, I think it's a big mistake if they decide to let Aaron Jones go, and they'll rue the day that they did that. But that's what happens with sports. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK. You can join us. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Right on.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if
you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, as I have really started to try to focus more on my health than I certainly have in a long time, sometimes when I was a very young man, I was very healthy, as many of us are, very active. I'm still active. I'll be honest with you. I am as active a person at my age that you'll find anywhere. I'm an integral part of my community. And so, you know, doesn't matter. After I've just finished this run with Capital Productions, We Are the Drum, I'm right off into a special ed prom for special needs children and adults. And so I just, you know, I'm one of those kind of people who just never stops. And I'll stop when they finally, you know, decide that the creative finally decides that it's time, you know, to call me in. But in the interim, I'm going to stay busy and active as long as I can. Now, I was reading this article in the Washington Post on yesterday. And at 93, he's as fit as a 40-year-old. His body offers lessons on aging. The human body maintains the ability to adapt to exercise at any age, showing that it's never too late to start a fitness program. This is an amazing man. For lessons on how to age well, we could do worse than turn to Richard Morgan. At 93, the Irishman is a four-time world champion in indoor rowing with the aerobic engine of a healthy 30 to 40-year-old and the body fat percentage of a whippet. He's also the subject of a new case study published last month in the Journal of Applied Psychology that looked at the training, diet, and physiology. Its results suggest that in many ways, he's an exemplar of fit, healthy aging, with the heart, muscles, and lungs of someone less than half his age. But in other ways, he's ordinary, a one-time baker and battery maker with cranky, creaky knees who didn't take up regular exercise until he was in his 70s and who still trains mostly in his back shed. You know, I see people. When I go to the Y, it is always amazing to me to see people 80, in their 80s and 90s, still working out at the Y. And I remember a while back talking with a woman who was in her mid to late 80s. And I'm watching her as I'm trying to get my act together. And I would always see her when I would go, you know, Calvin, back then it was not often as as I'm trying to go now. But I said to her, ma'am, you're here at the gym. You're working really hard. Why are you still at the gym? You know what she said, Calvin?
What'd she say?
So I can eat whatever I want to eat. And I got to thinking, that makes sense. If you know, I'm sorry, man. I don't eat bird food, right? I'm not, I haven't adjusted to eating. Now, my wife eats bird food, right? My wife gets up and she can eat broccoli for breakfast. Calvin, does that work for you?
No, I'm not a broccoli fan.
Well, my wife can eat string beans for breakfast. She eats like that. And, of course, my wife still weighs what she weighed when we first got married over 40-some-odd years ago. She hasn't gained an ounce. She hasn't gained a pound. But she eats right. And she's been trying to get me to eat right, but it's more than a notion to try to get me to eat right, right? My problem is going to be the biggest problem I have. Let me tell you what my biggest problem is when it comes to eating right and eating healthy. Man, I'm hooked, man. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do those things, man. I don't do all those crazy things. I don't chase women. I don't chase men. But, man, potato chips, man. You have any problems with that, Calvin?
I have more of a sweet tooth. I like Pop-Tarts and stuff.
Oh, man. Man, I know. Look, on my epitaph, when I'm gone, they're going to say, here lies Earl Ingram. He died from eating too many potato chips. They're not going to say steak or chicken or any of those things. My death is going to be from potato chips. And I'm sorry. I'm hooked on potato. So, Calvin, I'll go to the store. I'll get some potato chips, man. I won't get that little dollar bag, right? Because the dollar bag really has 3%, 70% of it is air, right? So you think you're getting a lot, but it's not. I'll go right to the $4.50 bag. And I started eating it. Eating them. I can't stop.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah, man. Well, you're young. They haven't gotten you yet. But you know, they're not good for your blood pressure. They're not good for your heart. You know, it's processed. It's all those things. But, man, do they make them taste good. Right?
That they do.
Yeah, man.
Do you like any flavors or just the plain?
Barbecue, man.
Oh, barbecue. Okay.
Barbecue, man. Plain. Hey, man, it doesn't matter. J's, not J's as much anymore. Lay's. Man, they've got some kettle chips. You know, man, all sorts of chips. No good for me. I know it. You know, my wife constantly beats me up about me continuing to eat potato chips, man. But like they say, you got to die from something. And my death is going to be from the potato chip. I guess there are other ways to go. But, man, I'm going to go with grease on my fingers and around my lips from eating barbecue potato chips. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Volunteers from all over Wisconsin are joining the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu in the Manitowoc area. He was last reported seen on February 20th. Two Rivers Police say they focused search efforts on rural areas in Manitowoc County this weekend. Time is running out for now for state lawmakers to help people in Wisconsin whose water supplies are polluted with PFAS chemicals. State Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says it appears Governor Evers and Republicans are still too far apart on state regulatory powers.
I don't know if we're going to get there yet, but at a bottom line, they should be releasing the $125 million they have to help combat so people can turn on their taps and have clean drinking water.
Hesselbein at a WisPolitics luncheon last week. The legislative session is winding down. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse this weekend to meet with the Veterans Coalition Board. Some of the topics brought up included medical services, educational benefits, and travel pay for veterans. Van Orden said he supported measures such as medical marijuana and wanted to work to fix the VA's travel pay system. Van Orden also talked about legislation he was working on, including a bill that would expand medical treatment options for veterans. Beginning today, the Wisconsin DOT says that there will be lane closures on Highway 35 over the Black River between Holman and Trempealeau. That's because DOT officials will be investigating the soil and surrounding area as part of designing future construction. The lane closures will last until the end of April. Temporary signs and signals will be set up for the next 2 months. West Salem will play in this week's girls basketball state semifinals for the second straight year after winning their sectional on Saturday. The Panthers will play Pewaukee on Friday afternoon at 1:35. The state girls basketball championship is being held at the Rush Center in Green Bay. It's the fifth all-time trip to state for West Salem in girls basketball.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If the music to Beyoncé's new country song, Texas Hold'em, sounds familiar, it might be because you were a fan of the cartoon Franklin growing up. Some fans thought the singer sampled the show's music, which probably had professional samplers Vanilla Ice and Kid Rock jealous. Social mediaites were all over the spectrum, with some implying theft and some saying there's only a vague similarity. Franklin theme song composer Bruce Coburn weighed in, saying that the song shares only a similarity in rhythmic feel, but that it's all Beyoncé's. The song made Beyoncé the first ever black woman to reach the top of the country charts. Joyce Lipinski, widow of Richard Lewis, took to social media to thank fans on Twix for the loving tributes to her hilarious husband who passed away last week. Deadline reported that Lipinski encouraged those who miss her husband to honor him by donating to his charity, ComedyGivesBack.com. Lewis will be missed. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with some scattered rain developing by later this afternoon. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down early this evening. High today, 52. Tonight, clearing, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of La Crosse.
Thanks.
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We've got a couple of callers hanging on from the earlier topics. Let's go right to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, Earl, I'm really happy that you're out there at least trying to walk and do your exercise.
Hey, I don't try, man. 10 miles is not trying. It's succeeding.
No, 10 miles is really good. Most people can't walk that far, let alone run or whatever, you know. But you know what worked for me, Earl? When I was in my late 50s, I got involved in the Wisconsin Senior Olympics. They're held right here in Milwaukee. Sometimes we have them at Pulaski High School. You know, there's different places that we have them. And we got swimming, and we got stuff for everybody, okay? From the people that can only do stuff like shuffleboard all the way up to triathlons. And I was involved in that. And I lost 50 pounds doing this. And then I went on to, when I was in my 60s and mid-60s, getting into regular triathlons and then doing Ironman. So I did 5 Ironman triathlons. And this is a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike race, and then a marathon. And if you don't start out doing this stuff, you start out easy in the Senior Olympics and you work your way up. And eating right, you know, you said you like to eat, okay? If you eat small portions and eat 8 to 10 times a day, you're going to lose weight. But when you sit there and you eat a gigantic breakfast and a big supper, and then you go to bed and you have a big snack before you go to bed, you're going to put on the pounds. So it's all about the portions, small portions, lots of times. So what I'd like to do is have a small breakfast around 10 o'clock. I'll eat an apple. Noon, I'll eat a half a sandwich. 1:30, I'll have something else. And that's how I end up keeping my weight down. And it's easy. Plus, exercising. I run and bike and swim and stuff, you know. But for anybody, the Wisconsin Senior Olympics is really good.
I think that's a good thing, man. I'm glad that that you have brought that information to the listening audience because, you know, we live in a society, man, that the food will make you obese. What they put in the food, the preservatives. That's why they tell you, you've got to read everything that's on those labels because they're causing us to become obese. That it's just the fact. And if it wasn't the case, then why would they tell you, you need to read what's on the labels of the food? People work really hard. They try, but man, it doesn't help. If the people who are in the business of producing the food put things in the food that help, you know, make you sick.
Well, I agree with you, Earl.
Hey, Gary, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
No, I'm doing good this morning, Earl. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, man. It's beautiful outside today. I'm gonna get at least another 7 miles in, but go ahead.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. Yeah, boy, I don't know where to go. We jumped from the Packers over to the food.
We can go wherever you want to, man. Go ahead.
Can I touch both, maybe?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't know how much time I had.
No.
And it won't be much. Hey, you know, I think Gary's advice was real good about the portions. I mean, as far as the food, and I'm not going to dive deep into the food thing, but I do find it very important for folks to eat as much natural food, what I like to call real food. If you know, like an apple or a green bean or
banana,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Rico,
real food.
But Rico, even if you say that, natural foods, the apple is not what the apple used to be. It doesn't have nutrients in it because of what they've done to the apple. The same with the green beans, the same with all of those things. They've altered the composition of those things. And so they don't, there's no nutrition there. Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I really don't know that I agree with no nutrition. I really don't think.
Well, very little nutrition.
We would be dying by the millions if there was no nutrition in our food. Come on.
Hey, Gary, so, let me just take it a step further. When I was a kid and I ate an apple and bit into an apple, the juice would run out of the apple. It would run out of the sides of my mouth. If I bite into an apple today, it is dry. An orange, you used to peel an orange, stick your fingers into an orange and open it up, and the juice would run out of it. Very seldom can I stick my fingers into an orange that I purchase and juice runs out of it. Those are the nutrients I'm talking about that are missing.
Man, I'm right on with you on that, Earl. I didn't really want to get off on.
No, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll leave the food subject, I guess. I'd rather have that dry apple or that less wet orange as opposed to a ding dong. Okay. That's all I'm trying to say. And I'm only there. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to try to say, you know,
go ahead to the Packers. Anyway, I know you want to talk about the Packers.
Yeah. I'd rather talk about the Packers.
Go ahead quickly.
I knew I was going to have to go quick. Yeah, with the Packers, it's like I've grown accustomed right all the way back to Brett Favre's tail end of Brett Favre's career. The Packers seem to have taken on a position, and as a fan, it's hard to deal with, but they only profess loyalty. And what I mean by that, they're only going to pay maybe 2-3 guys on the offense, and the quarterback's already he's in the mix already. That's a given. And then it gets over to the defense, same thing. It's 2-3 guys maybe. And the rest of them are, there's no loyalty anymore. I don't know how many times, Earl, I sit around on a Sunday, and I don't just watch the Packers. I watch all football, right? And I can just sit here day in and day, oh, there's Devontae Adams. Yeah, he used to be on the Packers. Oh, there's Scantling. He used to be on the Packers. All these cats, you know, that have gone on to have lucrative careers in the NFL. So as a Packer fan, I just want to let people know, you know, yeah, this is horrible. This is horrible. This A.J. Jones and this A.J. Dillon thing. But, you know, just be prepared, Packer fans, because the front office in Green Bay has no loyalty to no one. They don't care.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call, man. I will tell you that that's all of the teams. And so that's the way it goes. It's not what it was when you and I were young. Let me do this. I want to go right now let me finish this. So at 93 years of age, here's a man who started at 70 years old. And, you know, we talk about the decline of our physical bodies. And yes, it is true. Our bodies certainly decline as we age. There is a time limit placed on the human being. You know, I was just reading a story today. The oldest living human being right now in America is 116 years old. And my God, 116 years old. If I just kind of do that math, Calvin, if I live to be 116, I get 46 more years. Well, if I got 46 more years at the rate I'm going now, you know, I wouldn't even be able to open my eyes. You know, I couldn't determine light from darkness. None of those things. But the truth of the matter is, we've got to do things to preserve our lives, our health. And so it's never too late to start. Nobody starts out walking, 10 miles. But, you know, I several years back, I was doing that every 3 days. And so, you know, it's been a while, but I'm getting back into it. 'Cause I tell you, Calvin, when I'm in the gym, I don't burn as many calories in the gym working out or riding my bike, I look at the calories I burned, and they don't compare at all to the calories you burn from walking. Now, that seems crazy, but I burn more calories walking than I do even riding my bike. So I stopped riding the bike as much and continued to walk. And so if I'm looking to burn calories, you know, it's, man, it's going to be through walking.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it must have to do with just the steadiness of it. So it's like keeping your heart rate slightly elevated for 2 hours is better than getting it really high for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, so you know, I mean, I love bike riding, but here comes a guy who's going to tell us that he walks 50 miles a day. So, Al from Milwaukee, good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. Anybody knows that walking and swimming are the two exercises that utilize all of the muscles in the body. When you're doing all these other things, you're only isolating certain muscles, and therefore the rest of the body is lax. Now, you're a coach. I mean, I went through all of that, and I went through all of the schools for injury prevention and all of that. The first thing they tell you is walking and swimming are the only muscles, I mean, only exercises that utilize all the muscles in the body at the same time.
You know, Al, you're 100% correct. It just doesn't seem possible that when I'm on my bike and I'm riding my bike, that walking burns more calories than riding that bike, because you're using your legs and, well, not your arms as much, but I guess that's all you're really using when you're on that bike are your legs, right?
That's right. That's all you're using is the lower body muscles. See, when we used to do workouts for football, I would let the kids only do 1/3 of the body on a workout day. And then the next day you have to rest.
Right.
And you do the walking and running on the weekends on your own. But you do the upper body one day for 2 hours. You rest a day. Then you do the center, the middle body, the next workout, and then you rest a day. And then you do the lower body on the third exercise day. And then on the weekends, you walk.
Well, you know, Al, when you can, you know, just get out and do those things, simple things like that, people really don't realize the impact that it has on their lives. I wish I had more time, Al. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
I know you feel like I feel. That's why we've got love that's real. So let's keep on grooving the way we do. Let's just keep on moving. We're going to make it through.
Hugging and loving.
Hugging and loving.
Getting with the kissing.
Getting with the kissing.
Getting with the kissing.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance, as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th. And if it has you thinking about your garden, garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th, starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Living with memory loss, working to fend off dementia. You know, I ran across a friend the other day. And brilliant man, PhD, and just talented, very, very talented man throughout his life. And I've been trying to contact him for a while, and I ran into him the other day, and I was really just thrilled to see him. Because I was really concerned, you know, that he wasn't around anymore because he wasn't returning my phone calls. And for over a year, I tried to contact him. And so at the play yesterday, I ran into him. And his eyes lit up and we embraced. And we started talking a little bit about things. And you could see there was just something that was changing or had changed. And so, again, this is a brilliant man, you know, entertainer, you know, and PhD in education, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful, talented man and well-respected in our community. And so as I was having dialogue with him and his eyes still looked the same, you could see life still there and spirit still there. But just something was starting to happen. And, you know, during our conversation, you know, he pulled out a cigarette. We're inside an auditorium and I don't know how long it's been since you haven't been allowed to smoke in an auditorium, but it's got to be almost 25 years ago or more so ago, maybe 30 years where you can't smoke in an auditorium. But as brilliant as he, you know, is, he pulled out a cigarette and he lit it. And he was going to smoke the cigarette in the auditorium with all these people. And all I could do is begin to weep, because all of us, if we haven't, we're going to have to experience that with the loved one. It may even be us. We just don't know how the cards are going to be dealt. But I wanted to talk a couple minutes. Living with memory loss, working to fend off dementia. A mild cognitive impairment diagnosis is scary, but recognizing it early is essential to slowing its progress, experts say. And I know people are afraid. And of, you know, contracting dementia or Alzheimer's. And it's something really sinister when you have a body that can still function and a mind that is no longer up to the task. And so people are afraid to even think about it. I've never been a person who fears things. And so I take the life as it comes. And, you know, maybe that's my fate. But I certainly don't sit around worrying about whether or not I'm going to contract dementia or Alzheimer's. I'm too busy trying to live life day to day now, trying to make the most of the life that I have today, because we never know what tomorrow may bring. So I would say to people, instead of being worried and fearful of whether or not that is going to be your lot, it's not now. And so just live each life to the fullest. Live each life day by day. And 'cause, you know, tomorrow's never promised. But if you start seeing some signs, you know, maybe you're leaving the water running. You know, maybe you're leaving something on the stove. And you forget. It's time to start at least having a dialogue and a conversation with a specialist. That's not what I'm saying. That's what this article in the Washington Post is saying. It's you need to at least have a dialogue and a conversation and be checked out, because, you know, if we don't, then full-blown dementia and Alzheimer's will eventually overtake you. 844-967-2789, news, weather, and sports on the Earl Ingram Show.
We need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on, wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all you teachers. Start to teach a new way.
This is the talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expecting to hand down a ruling today on Colorado's attempt at kicking Donald Trump off.